Parsha Bikurim, we find interesting halacha, and the Mishnah tells us that when they bring Bikurim, they bring in different baskets. The poor people bring it in woven baskets, and the rich people bring it in gold and silver baskets. And the Gemara actually says that the rich people actually take the baskets home, and the poor people leave the baskets there. The Gemara learns out from there that the rich get richer. But the Tosfos says, Yontov is bothered by, why didn't they make a takona, a standard for everybody? That everybody we find, they made some takonas by levayas, they made takonas by tachrichim, they made takonas how that it should be a standard for everybody to be the same. So how come over here the Tosfos Yontov is bothered by, why didn't they make a standard, not embarrass everybody? Everybody should bring in a woven basket. That's what the Tosfos Yontov asks. And he answers, Als Kavod Beis Hamikdash, we didn't want to take away from Kavod Beis Hamikdash, that's why they did not make a standard. I'd like to dramatize a little more on the Tosfos Yontov's Kasha, based on the Gemara that the Daf Yomi learned recently. It's a really Gemara in Chulin and a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara tells us that to read the people, it's also based on Mishnah and Bikurim, that the people that bought Bikurim, all the umnim, the workers, stopped work in order to greet the people that bought Bikurim. And the Gemara tells us, you see how great this mitzvah Bikurim is? That the Gemara says, Kamo chaviva mitzvah b'shata. How great the mitzvah b'shata is done, the Gemara says, because the tamachachama walks while you're working, you're not mechuyev to stand up for him. The mashenki, the people that bought Bikurim, you're mechuyev to stand up for them. So the Gemara wants to learn out there, Kamo chaviva mitzvah b'shata. The Gemara says, no. Could be you have no raya. The reason is, in Cain after machshilim lasid lavai. They won't come and bring, if you're not mechabed them, they may not come to bring Bikurim in the future. That's what the Gemara's maskana. So it's not out chaviva mitzvah shata, in Cain, then maybe they won't come in the future. With chalal, this Gemara is something which is very difficult to understand. We find that for covered Torah, something which is very important to us, and we don't stand up for tamachach in the middle of work. And for a mitzvah of people that bring in Bikurim, somehow the Gemara has that the chaviva mitzvah of kama chaviva mitzvah shata, and that wouldn't do by tamachach, you would not do that. The Mashain came, the Gemara comes out in the end even difficult. The Gemara comes out, the reason is because he may not be being Bikurim in the future. So because he may not be Bikurim, we're Mechuyav to stop work. The halacha is brought down, a person has to bench during work. Not today, the radio, the place can bring down, today is different. But originally, the Apia, the Gemara, there was a much smaller benching said for a person that's in the middle of a job. You have to minimize on your benching. And for this person who's bringing Bikurim, then maybe he may not, if you're not Mechabed, he may not come in the future. Such a person, we have to stop work for. You have to stop work for. So that means Bikurim is something very important. I mean, there's a medrash at the beginning of Bereishis that says, Bereishis Mishvil Bikurim. Bikurim. There's a medrash that says, Bereishis b'shul Yisrael, Bereishis b'shul Torah, but one of the things it mentions is because of Bikurim. So obviously Bikurim has a very important message within Bikurim. But clearly, that we're worried about the covet of somebody, so now that makes the Tosfos Yontov question even stronger. So there should be a standard in the baskets to make sure that people don't feel bad. If already we're giving up mamon of somebody of our job, The balabos has to let his workers stand up in order to mechabit the people that bring Bikurim. So why over here do we find the Chazal did not make a standard? Or why himself, the Torah itself, could have made a standard such a thing if we're worried about they shouldn't be machshir lasid lavay? So I was thinking, based on the Tosfos and Baba Basra, why over here you do not have to worry? Maybe on the way to Bikurim, you're right, maybe they'll talk a pifil that they're not mechabit them, and therefore they won't bring Bikurim. But once they're in the Beis HaMikdash, could be very different. The Tosfos and Baba Basra tells us, Nafchaf Aleph, that originally the schools were in Yerushalayim. Right? He was Mesakad Shemeshivim Alamdi Tanoik Yerushalayim Maidorish Ki Mitziyen Teitei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. There were schools established in Yerushalayim. Says Tosfos, why? Why did they establish original Chadarim Yerushalayim? Says Tosfos, Lefisha Yeroya Kedusha Gedoyla. A person comes into Yerushalayim, will see a Kedusha Gedoyla. V'kayhanim Oiskim Avoida. Hoy Mechaven Libo Yoysel Yerushalayim V'lil Matoira. And then it brings a Sefri. The Sefri tells us, Leman Talmud Le'yira. Maisa Behema, the Torah tells us, Leman Talmud Le'yira. What's that? Godl Ma'ami Maisa Sheni. Sorry, Godl Maisa Sheni. Shimevi L'day Talmud. Tosfos bring down Sefri that the whole purpose of Masha Sheni is they should come to Shalayim, and a man Talmud Liyira, they'll cause Yira. A person who brings Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, over there he gets an increase in Yira Shemayim when he sees the Kehanim Bavidosam. The male is such a person, you don't have to worry that he's going to start worrying, oh, his basket is gold, my basket is something which is woven. The whole Beis Hamikdash, the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash, to give a person Yira Shemayim, that these things will be insignificant to him. One could say maybe there's a medrash, which Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz brings a few times in the Shmuzin, on the Pasuk, Vareach has begot off. So he brings down a story with someone called Yosef Meshisa. Yosef Meshisa was a fellow when the Romans came into the Beis Hamikdash, they told no one wanted to go in. And they told this fellow, whoever goes in, he can go in, whoever wants to go in first, they're afraid to go into the Beis Hamikdash. He said, if he goes in, you can take any keli you want. So this Yid, who was called Yosef Meshisa, he volunteered to go into the Beis Hamikdash. The Medrash says he went in, and he came out with the menorah. So they in other words, they told him, whenever he goes in, he can keep. They said, no. It's not covered for Hedya to Mishtamish for Klizeh. You can't have the menorah, they said. So he says, go in again. He says, I'm not going again. Till they hit him and forced him and forced him and hit him. In the air, he didn't go in it again. And he went through suffering. He didn't want to go in. So the Mechaim Shulevit says, a mahalach, why? But based on this Sifri, one could say the reason why, once he went to the Beis Hamikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash had such an effect of him that he wasn't going to go in the second time. He says, Kamo echasti es amokain. How did I anger Hashem? He came to a matzav of tshuva after he went in. And this is a person that the Goyim themselves didn't want to go into the Beis Hamikdash. He went in and went in. After he went in, he didn't want to go in a second time. The Beis Hamikdash has tremendous koyach hakadusha on a person to understand what is important in life. It's understand to give a person, and now this man of Elul, close to Rosh Hashanah, a person has to realize if he attaches himself to Taka to Ruchnias, he attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Yiras Hashem, he'll focus on what's important in life. And this is what we learn from Bikurim. Bikurim is they did not have to make, that wasn't necessary. So of course, on the way to bring the Bikurim, that they're not yet on the level of being in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe then we have to mechabed them. And even so far, Chazal even tell us, even to give up work, a person's mechoy to let his workers stand up for the Bikurim. But once they're in the Beis HaMikdash itself, that was not necessary to make any takonis, because the Yerushalayim of the Beis HaMikdash would have affected them to realize what's important. Good Shabbos.